This news story was written by Lisa Rain. Social Security Chief Martin O'Malley races to rebuild troubled agency. Martin O'Malley, the former Baltimore mayor, two-term Maryland governor, and 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, is in his fifth month as Social Security Administration Commissioner. He took the reins of an agency that had been without a Senate-confirmed leader since July 2021 and has struggled in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic to provide basic customer service as its workforce of 55,000 has shrunk to its lowest size in decades. The agency's disability system can take more than a year to determine eligibility for basic benefits, and employee morale is at a low ebb, with just 52% of the staff satisfied with their job in the most recent Best Places to Work in the Federal Government survey. O'Malley has made improving customer service his biggest priority. He doesn't have long. He is serving an abridged term that expires in January, filling the last year of Trump administration appointee Andrew Saul's term. O'Malley, a 61-year-old Baltimore resident, has made changes large and small designed to make agency operations more efficient and equitable after a static 3 years under acting leadership. He spoke with the Washington Post for 90 minutes at Social Security's headquarters in Woodlawn, Maryland this month. In his first interview since taking office just before Christmas, he described what he has accomplished so far and the biggest challenges ahead. The interview was edited for length and clarity. What was the state of the agency when you took over? What needed fixing? We had a tall order before us. I wasn't asked to come here because everything was going great, right? We're in a customer service crisis. That cannot be denied. Customers have continued to go up, especially now with baby boomers retiring. The staff all knows that they're getting more calls than they ever have from people dissatisfied with the wait times, whether it's on the 800 number, processing disability claims, or because it took us a year to deal with the injustice we did Americans through overpayments and underpayments. So I have had my sleeves rolled up. I understand you spent your first month in the field. We went to each of the 10 regions in the first 30 days. I said, I want to sit with your frontline employees on the other side of the plexiglass or on the co-pilot side of, you know, the teleservice calls. I want to watch the people in the cubicles doing their trapeze act. We had town halls. I learned a whole lot. And we also did an employee engagement tool, a website called Engage. We had 1,600 people write to it with ideas. You've made updates to the 800 number to reroute calls to other available agents and provide accurate estimates of wait times. On the disability front, there are new rules that reduce the work history a claimant must provide to 5 from 15 years. Many of these are relatively small changes that you believe can add up to bigger efficiencies. There is a theme running through this stuff. It's small. I don't know why they hadn't been done before, but we executed on a bunch of little short-term quick wins. Our new general counsel has probably said yes in 60 days more than any Office of General Counsel leader has said in 10 years. You stopped the practice of intercepting all benefits of someone who was overpaid if they failed to respond to the agency's requests to start returning the money. We're now using a much more reasonable default withholding rate of 10%. That change was actually sub-regulatory, meaning that I said to the staff, that sounds like it's something we can do. Tell us about SecurityStat, a performance measuring tool you used in Baltimore and as governor that went public early this month for Social Security. So the idea is to come up with solutions by looking at real data showing how we're doing. The conversations are all about timely, accurate information shared by all, rapid deployment of resources, and relentless follow-up. We meet every 2 weeks, not once a year, with senior staff to review SecurityStat data. That is the cadence of accountability. There were too many separate silos. We need to ask ourselves, is something working? Is it not working? Afterward, we reassemble for a recap. What did we agree to? Do we need time to research that issue before operations or policy can implement it? Is this a 2-week thing, or are you guys going to need 4 weeks to do this? Talk about your staffing concerns. I have been unpleasantly surprised by how dire the staffing situation is. We're at a 25-year low. That's my biggest issue, having been mayor of Baltimore and having been a recessionary governor. When I heard an agency with this sort of budget say, "Oh, we have a staffing crunch," I was kind of jaundiced. But it kind of reminds me of a police department or a school system when all of your stuff is customer-facing. I mean, if you have fewer cops, you're going to have longer wait times to get to 911, right? If you have more students and fewer teachers, you're going to have larger class sizes. Our business is serving people, and the same thing is happening here. A congressman said to me, "Well, okay, so your staffing is at a 25-year low, but why can't you just make up for that in technology?" I said, "Allow us to get back up to 60,000 employees. Otherwise, you can't make changes, especially as bruised and beaten down as they are." In terms of overhead, Social Security probably has the smallest overhead of any big insurance outfit. The issues facing this agency can't only be explained by declining staff, right? There's also a lack of leadership since there was no confirmed leader for so long. The state offices that process disability claims are still severely behind. Will you take action to improve processing times? People are dying waiting for their disability determination. The time it takes for an initial determination in Maryland is 359 days. I believe that's the highest time. So now that we've come out of this level-setting first 100 days, of course we're moving into process improvement, and we'll be rolling out an action plan for the remainder of the year that will better organize over 150 actions under 21 initiatives, all of which are intended to take a bite out of these processing times. Notwithstanding the fact that we're not getting any cavalry, Social Security is still using labor market data compiled in 1977 to determine what jobs, if any, a disabled person can still do, and thus be denied benefits. The agency has spent hundreds of millions on a modern database it doesn't use. Will you do anything to change this? Clearly, we need a more modern assessment of the widely available occupations out there, and we are taking a fresh look at this project, and at what we forecasted we might have to spend, because the economy changes and changes more rapidly now that we're in this third and fourth industrial revolution. Many members of Congress expressed their concern about the amount of money that we have put into this and the amount of time that it has taken. There's still a systems component, and that also has a price tag. I would say it's a big policy issue. There will be some winners, some losers. This is your first federal job. How is running Social Security different from being governor or mayor? The span of control and the impact is larger than anything I've done in the past. But getting the most out of any organization is really about getting the best out of your people, those on the front lines as well as those in management and headquarters leadership. If President Biden is reelected in November, do you want to be nominated for a full term as commissioner? If he would like me to continue to lead Social Security, then I'd be twice honored and would of course say yes.